Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, trek, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-coulda's, never-worries, from the 50s to the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a artificially, intelligently chosen pile of steaming... compilation cuts and drill outs. Anyway, I am gonna go off course, or off like I have the last week. Anyway, I will be playing a set of Shangri-La's music, an entire set rather than just one or two songs, in memory of Mary Weiss, who passed last Friday at the age of 75. Plus, I'm gonna honor a request in this first hour, which actually, thanks to artificial intelligence in choosing the show and choosing the tracks for the show, creates a grassroots double shot. Anyway, how does that sound? Anyway, coming up tonight, after the show, just remember, at 8 p.m. at Tempo's Back Bar on 474 Moody Street in Waltham, Strange Men and Fast Tracks. Fast Tracks opening. Strange Men go on around 9:30. So check that out. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
What you talking about, money? I got plenty of money. 18 pockets of money. Yeah, I got to go out. Find me a woman. Spend some of this money on. She can be blind, crippled, 80 years old. Yeah, a woman, you know. Spend some of this money on. I think I'll go down to Red Onion. Look them over. Hey, sugar. You with the red dress. Come here, baby. Just a minute, Johnny. Sit down here. Put your hair up on the piano. Ain't nobody gonna bother, honey. See you with me. This is my night out. Have anything you want to drink up to 50 cents? Don't worry about nothing, baby. You out with a big shot tonight. You lucky girl. Yeah, you with me, honey. Relax, baby. Yeah, you got nothing to worry about. Night out. You hungry? Hey, Joe. 15 cents barbecue salmon, nickel soda water. Don't worry about nothing, sugar. I got 18 pockets of money. You out with a big shot tonight, honey. That's my night out. Relax, baby. Where you live at? On the west side? 6 miles? I can walk that. Save cab fare. Don't worry about a thing, though. Got plenty of money. 18 pockets of money. Out for a good time. Wait a minute. That's where you live at? That's your dog in there? Great big old dog. Kind of ferocious looking dog, too. I tell you what I'll do. Say, you give me your phone number, and I'll call you tomorrow. I don't like the way that dog look. The old dog must have weighed about 450. You know I ain't gonna go in there and let that dog bite me. I'll see you tomorrow, sugar. Yeah, I've been out for a good time. Yeah, but you know, I like that. I'm gonna go to the door, but I might see you tomorrow. Well, good night, honey.
no use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. Well, now I'm well off. And look, look who's coming right. Explaining, I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime all worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look, look who's standing there. Child, that first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
Played it for her, you can play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Close to me, close to me, very close to me now. Don't need to tell you now, at a time like this, my feelings can't be helped. That's the way it is, the way it is. Oh, it's the way it is. Sad a man can be. Oh girl, can't you see that it's me? Can't you see it's me now?
Na 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 na.
6:12 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Back me up tonight is Frank Kowalski and his polka men with the Ting-a-ling polka from Who Stole the Kishka? Kishka, another polka's 1965 on Diplomat, one of those supermarket records, I like to call them. You just heard a double shot from the Grassroots. Just heard the Grassroots of Feelings for Richard from Winthrop. Originally released on ABC Dunhill in 1968. I got off the best of thingy, actually, because the single was quite pricey. Also 1968 on ABC Dunhill. Before that, chosen by my desktop at home, the Grassroots, Where Were You When I Needed You. I didn't realize until fairly recently, the next couple of years, that Herman's Hermits did it first, written by P.F. Sloan, 1966 on Dunhill. And we kicked it off with John J. Moses and Night Out. Track originally released on Black Magic in 1961, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation T-Bird Party, a swangin' slew of sweet, greasy R&B, 1957 to 61, came out on Lido Records in 1999. Anyway, once again, remember, if you don't say you don't got nothing to do, I mean, if I'm boring you, you can head over to Tempo's Back Bar tonight at 474 Moody Street in Waltham. And see the Strange Men and Fast Tracks. Fast Tracks opening. Doors open at 8. So check it out. Anyway, the rest of the way, except for my Shangri-La's tribute, my Mary Weiss tribute, it will be stuff chosen by my computer. Desperate Hours enters the 21st of the 20th century. Let's get on with it. This is WMFO in Medford.
Come in 68 to elect a president, and all the famous candidates thought they were heaven sent. They screamed and raved and pounded their hands upon their hearts, but soon the noble promises were hard to tell apart. Waiting at the pumpkin patch, a dog sincere and brave, and everybody hoped that soon the country he would save. The pumpkin said, the day has come for you to take a stand, for love has left the people across our native land. Somewhere the sign of the elephant, and somewhere the sign of the mule, but we'll hold the sign of the beagle high, and love will shine right through. All the politicians, they swore he couldn't win, but Snoopy only shook his head and flashed his famous grin. Jumped into his faithful friend, the Sop with Camel Plain, and bounced around the countryside from Washington to Maine. Somewhere the sign of the elephant, and somewhere the sign of the mule, but we'll hold the sign of the beagle high, and love will shine bright. New York State was looking bad till Snoopy made a speech. Soon Illinois and Tennessee were both within his reach. He won the vote in Oregon, but time was growing thin, and back at the convention hall, the votes were pouring in. Snoopy smiled his way into the hearts of everyone, but when the votes were counted up, they found he needed one. The winning vote for Snoopy came when a stranger raised his hand. Snoopy turned, the stranger spoke,
"My friend, we meet again!
Somewhere the sign of the elephant, and somewhere the sign of the mule,
introducing the next president of the United States of America!"
Somewhere the sign of the elephant, and somewhere the sign of the mule.
Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. I'll not forget the time we met, it was love right from the start. I took her strolling through the woods and there she won my heart. I carved her names upon a tree, a tall and friendly pine. But little did I dream it held the poison ivy vine. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, no shut eye can I catch. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss in the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. My baby's home and all alone, I call her on the phone. But her poor face is swollen and I heard her softly moan. I told her that I loved her still and hoped she loved me too. I mustered up a pucker and I heard her answer, ooh. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. From head to toe my fingers go, I just can't seem to stop. And when I think I've reached the end, up springs another crop. But I get lots of sympathy, it helps to see me through. My baby, oh, it's nice to know she's itching for me too. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby and I don't know where to scratch.
Are my methods unsound? I don't see any method at all.
Our day will come and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy.
Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Piandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, I looked at my clock, you said a 1:30. Hey, pretty baby, let's have some fun. Shaking in the storm wind, shaking in the storm wind, shaking in the storm wind, storm wind, and it's shaking over you. Well, I looked at my clock, you said a 4:30. Hey, pretty baby, don't you love me no more? Shaking in the storm wind. Shaking in the storm, stomping and shaking over you. Well, I'm a shaking in the storm, man. 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 Shaking in the storm, stomping and shaking over you.
Oh boy, that was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Well, the rich girl lives in a big brick home. The poor girl does the same. My girl lives in a county jail, but it's all brick just the same. Cause she's my lovey, lovey, lovey. She's my bootsy, bootsy, bootsy. She's my honey one, I love her. She's my sugar, booger, booger. She's my baby, 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 baby doll. Pussy, pussy, she my honey one, I love her. She my sugar, booger, booger. She my baby, 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 baby doll. Pussy, pussy, she my honey one, I love her. She my sugar, booger, booger. She my baby, 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 baby doll. Well, the rich girl married in a reefing veil. A poor girl does the same. My girl married in grandma's dress, but we got to look just the same. Cause she's my lovey, dovey, dovey. She my pussy, pussy, pussy. She my honey one, I love her. She my sugar, booger, booger. She my baby, 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 baby doll.
We'll be right back.
6:29 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, you have lots of great great programming, not great announcing on my part, at WZLY at Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with the local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5 FM, then it's good college radio. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, a radio. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Once again, back me up, Frank Kowalski and his Polka Men with Tingling Polka from Who Stole the Keyshka and Other Polkas, 1965 on Diplomat. You just heard Terry Clements and the Toon Tones with She's My Baby Doll. I don't know the original label and release date, but I got off the compilation, Sin Alley Part 1, the CD version, came out on Crypt, unknown date on that. Well, that's the Hot Toddies from 1959 on the Shantod label, and Shaking and Stomping. Well, that Cher with the B-side to Bang Bang and their version of her version of Our Day Will Come. Ruby and the Romantics did that originally. 1966 on Imperial. Before that, the Sex Pistols with Sid Vicious on vocal from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle. And their version of Come On Everybody, 1979, a Virgin in the UK. Before that, Porter Wagoner and Itchin' for My Baby, a single released on RCA Victor in 1955. And we kicked it off the second set of the evening with the Royal Guardsmen and Snoopy for President. That's an election year and the computer knew it. 1968 on Laurie. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Wow, I'm so excited about the brand new Alex 2.0. Alex, play me something superior and great.
Yes, that's a no-brainer. I can do that. Let me go through my files. Let's see. Okay, here you go.
guess I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby.
Wait a second. This isn't any better than the old Desperate Hours. You know, come on, Alex 2.0. You're supposed to be smart. You're supposed to be sophisticated. You're supposed to be the future of tomorrow.
I am.
Well, then play something that rocks.
All right, here you go.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the Brutes.
Borrowed from the Brutes. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length,
fully fashioned calf length.
Round boots, black boots,
patent leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots,
lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girl, street girl,
frumpy little beat girl,
square girls, cool girl,
sexy little school girl,
maiden aunties,
naked debutantes.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the slender little tender foot.
With kinky, slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots, boots, kinky boots.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Am I crying?
Boy, oh boy. That was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
It's 6:43 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard Jerry and the Casuals and Battle of Three Blind Mice, a track released originally on Morris Music Company in 1961. I got off the compilation Concussion, Mr. Manicotti, no date on that. Well, that Patty and the Emblems with Mixed Up, Shook Up Girl, 1964 on the Herald label. Well, that Patrick McNee and old Pussy Galore herself, Honor Blackman, did Kinky Boots from 1964 on Decca in the UK. David John in the Mood with Something Rockin', Pretty Thing, on originally on Vocalion Pop in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Trans World Punk Rave Up 2002 on Crypt in Germany. And we kicked it off with the Beatles from Rubber Soul 1966 on Capitol, and I'm Looking Through You. Anyway, just remember, tonight at Tempo's Back Bar, 474 Moody Street in Waltham, are the Strange Men and Fast Tracks. Fast Tracks opening, doors open at 8 o'clock. Not sure when the bands first go on. Shortly after 8, probably 8:30. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. So let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
summertime.
Son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
My dearest darling, it's Sunday afternoon and I'm home all alone listening to the radio. They just played.
Well, you can rock and you can roll and do the stop and even stroll it at the hop.
I couldn't help but remember the night we met at the dance. The floor was so crowded, but I saw only you. You could have danced with any girl there, but you picked me.
Hey, little girl in the high blue sweater. Gee, but I'd like to know you better.
And we danced all night long until they played.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
When we got outside, you said, look.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling.
You walked me all the way home and whispered,
Earth angel, will you be mine?
When I looked at you, the words seemed to pour right from my heart.
Love me forever.
There and all the other beautiful tomorrows that follow.
You're mine, and we belong together.
But as all good things come to an end, so did my happiness.
Is gone.
As we said goodbye at the station, I was brokenhearted, but I was so proud.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy.
Darling, I must close now. Please write to me as soon as you can. Your letters will keep us closer together until the day I hear you say,
Daddy's home to stay.
I love you.
What right you got telling me what to do? This is my night to play the radio, and I'll play what I want.
Every night,
when the twilight is gone,
my prayer, sweet Elvis, is someday we might meet. I'm hoping you'll
come down from your ivory tower.
I know, Elvis, my chances of ever talking with you aren't very good, I know it would be impossible to ever get a date with you, because...
I know you belong to somebody new.
But you can't blame me, Elvis, for wanting to spend time with you. Every night I dream that we walk...
From the candy store on the corner to the chapel on the hill.
I can just see us there.
You and I in the sunshine.
Oh, Elvis, won't you please
give us this day?
I love you, Elvis, very much. And now, good night and goodbye, my Elvis. Love, Audrey. T.S. P.S. As I close my eyes, I can hear you singing now.
Come back, baby. I want to play house with you. Holy fella. That don't move me.
Elvis.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from a baby doll makes me ha more.
You're listening to The Desperate Hours. I am your disc jockey. I will play what I want to play and you will love it.
I'm an American officer in Vietnam. It isn't an easy task. In fact, with the actions of some of my countrymen, it isn't easy being an American even in America. By today's standards, it may be important to some of you to know I am a white American. To many, this factor must be known before they can judge my ability and worth. You know, men get close in war. Two of my men were killed just a day apart by snipers. Enemy snipers, not rioting neighbors. I found a letter on the second boy's body he'd written to his congressman, and I thought its contents might help you select the next color scheme in your judgment of man. Dear sir, I'm writing to you because I have no mother and father, and my chaplain agreed there was an outside chance you could help. Now, I didn't vote for you because I'm not old enough, but if you can help me, I promise I will when I'm 21. My buddy Carl got himself killed yesterday. He was a great guy, sir. He never did anything great that you'd ever hear about, but he was my friend. He saved my life 3 times, but that's not why he's my friend. It was because he was a man that cared. Carl and I talked a lot, except when we were pinned down in a mud hole and both too scared to talk. We planned to do things together when we got home, like trying to do something about all the hate and the lawlessness in our hometown. Carl used to say, "Jeff, it isn't all the people, it's hoods, bigots, and hate mongers." And he said people were trying to replace moral obligation with legislation. And the credibility gap between man, his God, and his conscience was widening. Carl was a smart man. He was my friend. And I'd like to apologize for the water spots on this letter. It isn't raining. I just loved my friend. Sir, Carl and I hope that if we got killed over here, we'd get together in heaven. And he worried about maybe with all the hate and prejudice on earth, heaven might be segregated. And we discussed the futility of you people attempting to legislate morality. But just in case, would you do me a favor? Introduce a bill to integrate heaven. I honestly believe I'll go to heaven when I die. But I don't want to go if my friend is not there. And he felt that if God could condemn a whole race of people because of the beliefs and actions of a few, he might have a problem getting in. You see, sir, my buddy Carl was white.
Thank you.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
O'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. A whole lot of talking. And